Okay, chart review. Today's date, the 25th. Call a chart review at Deerbrook, Deerbrook. Dr. English has patients whom he saw on 7/23/22. The first patient is A.W., 8-year-old. The young lady seen with headache, vomiting after spending a day at the water park. Family did not want blood work, did not want IV fluids. Child did get better in the emergency room with time and was given Gatorade. She tolerated the liquid, and then she was discharged. They really liked Dr. English and everything that he did for them. Next patient is T.S. It's a 15-year-old young lady with recent history of death in the family, presents with anxiety. Patient was treated non-medically. Symptoms resolved, was discharged. They didn't answer the phone. Next patient is PD. PD, 55-year-old woman, seen with cough, congestion, history of CHF in the past, swab test negative. Test x-ray was not done, was treated with a Z-Pak with a discolored sputum. Big letters, would consider chest x-ray in someone with history of heart disease, CHF, and status post cardiac stents in place. They did not answer the phone when I called them. Next patient is DP. This is a 22-year-old male seen status post MVA with abrasions, contusions, negative hip, negative femur, negative pre-tip x-rays, sent home with Flexreel, did not answer the phone. I left a message. Next patient is LT, 23-year-old female with status post MVA, CT of the chest, thorax in parenthesis and lumbar negative, sent home with Flexreel. Still very achy today, but they really like Dr. English and the way he treated him in the ER. Next patient is HC, 17-year-old with hidradenitis, was on doxycycline, clindamycin was added. Dr. English did not feel like IND was in order. Mom was very happy with the care. With the additional clindamycin, it's getting better, and they're using hot compresses to bring the lesion to the surface. I told them it's time for them to see their PCP or return to the emergency room for an IND, and she says she'll oblige. But they like Dr. English very much. Next patient is SG, is a 44-year-old woman with symptoms of Bell's palsy, was given was treated with prednisone after CBC, chemistry, cardiac workup, and C2 were all negative, was sent home with prednisone and acyclovir, did not answer the phone, but workup was very complete. Next patient is JV, 12-year-old young lady with sore throat, fever for 3 weeks, diagnosed with COVID, strep test was negative. Patient was sent home with no medication. Mom says that the fever's down with Tylenol, but she's still having a bad sore throat. Consider antibiotic even in face of negative strep with symptoms of sore throat for 3 weeks and CBC and possible mono. These are big letters. Mom was happy with the care that Dr. English provided. They're going to see their PCP this week. Next patient is PP, 21-year-old male, seen with painful urination, had blood, leukocytes in the urine, a positive STD exposure, had STD panel drawn or taken, was treated with Rocephin, Zithromycin. He says that he's doing better already, and he liked Dr. English very much. Workup was appropriate. Next patient is YF. This is a 72-year-old woman seen with recurrent UTI. Chemistry was okay. Had high fever previous 2 days ago. No fever in the emergency room. Vitals were stable. White count was 13,000. CT scan was negative of the abdomen and pelvis except for a 5-millimeter nodule in the right lower lobe. Patient was sent home with Septra DS, patient states that she's not feeling good, she's having chills, she's feeling worse, and she's very disappointed at the hospital that she was there for 4 hours and they did not give her an ounce of IV fluid. They placed an IV in my arm. They placed a catheter in my arm, but no one gave me any fluid, and I believe that would have made me feel better. Also, no one discussed the nodules with her. She's going to follow up with her PCP regarding that and continue with Bactrim DS for now. I recommended going back to the emergency room if she has symptoms of pyelonephritis, which we discussed, but she wants to hold off at this time. Also, in big letters, consider IM antibiotics with a white count of 13,000 in someone with history of urinary tract infection. Admission was not discussed with patient, and she was disappointed about that as well. Next patient is CS, 19-year-old woman seen with no voice, swab test negative, diagnosed with laryngitis, given prednisone 40 milligram, no meds at home. She did not answer the phone to let me know how she was doing today. Next patient is ER, 58-year-old woman with flu-like symptoms, positive COVID, blood sugar 93, chest x-ray was not done, but because patient didn't want to, was treated with Paxlovid. Patient was happy with the care as well as medication. She's feeling better already. Again, it was a patient who declined chest x-ray. Next patient is MM, 34-year-old woman with body cramps, noted to be volume depleted, blood pressure elevated initially, potassium was low, had also a pyelonephral cyst, which is being treated with Bactrim DS, was given Valium potassium IV fluids. She says she's feeling better, but she's still having some body aches. She liked Dr. English. No, she said, "I love Dr. English." That was her words. The pyelonephral cyst is doing well with the antibiotic as well. Next patient is J.A., 18-year-old young lady with for COVID testing. Because of exposure, no symptoms, test was negative, no treatment, no one answered the phone, left message. Next patient is KW, 13-year-old young lady for COVID testing. Has mild symptoms, test was positive, no treatment offered, just viremia type meds, over-the-counter meds, and no one answered the phone. Next patient is KW, 2-year-old, exposure to COVID, no symptoms, test negative, no treatment. No one answered the phone. It's the same family. Next patient is KW again, 2-year-old. This is a 4-year-old male with exposure, no symptoms, no treatment. Again, same family. No one answered the phone. Next patient is SF, is a 31-year-old male who was seen the day before because of lower extremity cellulitis / insect bite, was on Keflex, was not doing any better, clindamycin was added. Also, patient had a CBC and CMP, which were negative, a gram of ANSEF, and negative DVT studies, which was perfect. Left message for the patient to call back. Next patient is DY, 29-year-old woman with toothache, was treated with Toradol, clindamycin in the ER, sent home with Motrin, Pen-VK, did not answer the phone regarding her toothache today. Thank you. Overall, 20 patients were seen and reviewed. Left message for the ones that did not answer the phone, and will wait for their to call me back regarding their evaluation of their visit. Thank you.